Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ugh, where is that beeping coming from?
Okay, I'm so relieved to hear that it's not just in my head. I really wasn't sure. Not now, Pat Lamb. Now that we know the beeping isn't in my head, we're trying to figure out where the beep is beeping from.
Megan, when you brought that extraterrestrial device back onto our ship, it started beeping, and then something on our ship started beeping also. Two things beeping. Very interesting. You think they're related?
Maybe. I think this weird little space thing I found activated something else on our ship. But what? Everything else on our ship is from Earth. Well, yes, except for Lufa. But Lufa's not beeping, right, Lufa? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right, of course. You should never ask a Lufa if she's beeping. Pat Lamb, please. We're trying to concentrate. Today isn't about you. For once.
Hey, guys. Hey, Peter. Any luck?
Nope.
So you didn't find anything beeping in the kitchen?
Nope. No beeps in there. But I did find some bread, and some meat, and some cheese, and a pickle, and mustard, and also
Peter,
some...
did you even look? Or did you just make yourself a sandwich?
Lee, I did both. I'm very good at sandwich tasking. I mean, what was I talking about?
Multitasking.
Thank you.
Ugh, Pat Lamb, what is it?
Guys? This might sound weird, but I think the beeping is coming from Rachel's pet lamb.
What? No, that's... Oh my. You're right. Pet lamb is beeping.
Rachel, has your pet lamb always beeped?
I don't think so, but you know what they say. You can never really know a lamb. Pet lamb, come closer. Let's see. It seems like the beeping is coming from... Hey, what's this? Buried underneath all of your wool.
What is it, Rachel?
Looks like some sort of collar. Whoa, Pet Lamb has had a collar on this whole time, and we didn't even notice because it was covered by all of his wool.
That must be what's beeping! But what does it mean? You know, I've encountered a lot of beeping in my days as an Atchus agent. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's always beeping.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, unique New York. Is this thing on?
Yes. Pet Lamb, you can talk?
Finally! You can understand me! This is such a huge relief. Ugh, I could cry. I am so happy, but I don't cry because I'm a sheep. So instead, I will approximate the sound of crying. Here I go. Wow, that felt good.
This is exactly like a dream I had, but I'm not holding all my teeth in a little bag.
So are you saying that your caller is a translator?
Precisely. But I finally got it working again. And just in time, too, since we are rapidly approaching, drumroll please, our home planet!
Our home planet?
Well, mine and Rachel's, to be precise. Rach, you're from space. You know that, right?
Me? From space? From what? Who? No, time to floor. Here go.
Well, it appears that Rachel has fainted.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is weird.
And you would put red dots all over it, and you would put glitter.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everybody.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
What happened? Whoa, I feel like I fell, but like dramatically?
You fainted.
Thank you. But Pet Lamb, I don't understand. Why are you talking now?
Well, now that Megan has retrieved a voice translation beacon, my voice translator is working again.
Megan did the what with the when, what, who now?
That device Megan found while she was out exploring space in her pod has allowed this translator on my collar to start working, so you can finally understand me. It must have floated away from our home planet. Obviously.
Oh, I still don't get it.
I know.
But Pet Lamb, our home planet is Earth.
Ugh, Rachel. There is so much to explain.
Okay, well, before you give Rachel a big explanation, how about we do a story first?
Yeah!
Listeners, this first story is about hair. And remember, no matter what your hair looks like, it's beautiful, even if it's fun, crazy, and weird. Here's the author to tell you more.
Hi, my name is Sylvia, and I'm 9 years old, and I live in New Jersey. This is my story. It's called The Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Story. Hope you like it.
If you need a new look, come on down to the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store.
Weird Hair Store.
If you need a change, come on down to the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store. My name is Sylvia, and I'm on my way to go get my hair done. This is my friend.
Hey, girl.
She's coming with me, cause it'll be so much fun. We're leaving the house at 9 a.m. Yeah, we're gonna take a ride.
Oh, wow, it's 2 o'clock.
It took so long to get here. Let's go inside.
Hey, you! Welcome to the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store. It's fun, crazy, and weird. So what can we do for you today?
We'd like the full treatment, please.
Did you say full treatment? Ooh la la. Well, first we're going to wash your hair.
Yay!
All right, now put on your bathing suits, because we're going to go to the spray park.
If you need a new look, come on down to the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store.
And sit in these bumpy chairs.
Wow, these are fun.
May I offer you a sparkling water or a coffee?
We don't drink coffee. We're kids.
Sorry about that. I own a business, and my body is made entirely out of caffeine. Now take a deep breath and relax, because the robot.
It makes us wanna have.
Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Sylvia, you wrote the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I just got my hair cut up to my shoulders, and I didn't get my hair cut in a while, so my hair is kind of long. And I was like, it would have been fun to make a story about getting your hair cut. So I was like, that would be a good idea.
Well, it was a good idea. Your story is great. And so what do you think of your new haircut?
I really like it.
Is this like the most extreme haircut you've ever had?
I did get my hair bleached and then dyed it purple. So that may have been one of the craziest.
Oh, wow. You dyed it purple?
Yeah. It was my favorite color at the time.
Can you describe some of the hairstyles that one would see at the Fun, Crazy, Weird Hair Store?
Well, it would be called the pasta hair. So you would have two twirls at the front and then a big twirly bun at the back. And then you would make a braid and then you twirl that around the bun. And then you would dye it with blonde and you would put red dots all over it and you would put glitter.
Any other fun cuts at the store?
You could also get the pizza.
Ooh, what's the pizza? Tell me about the pizza cut.
It's spiky. You have spiky bangs and spiky hair.
Wow.
And it's mostly blonde into a red because that's the sauce. And it's like little green. You can pick your topping and the toppings will be glitter.
Ugh. Seems like there's a lot of glitter at this store.
They like glitter.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. You'd be the coolest person in town.
So I'm thinking of doing something different with my hair. And I'm wondering, do you have any ideas for the kind of cut I should get?
Well, you should dye your hair silver.
Okay.
And get swoopy bangs.
Oh, yes.
And you should get cat ears.
Cat ears?
Yes.
Wow, this is definitely the best haircut I've ever heard of in my whole life. And what's the name of this cut?
It's called the Lee Cut.
Did you design it?
Yes.
Will you do it for me? Like, will you cut my hair that way?
Sure.
Wait, so I have a question for you.
Yeah?
It sounds to me like you're extremely confident about your hair.
Yeah, I am.
Is it a big part of, like, your identity? Like, who you are and how you see yourself?
Yeah, I style it of what I'm feeling. It's like I'm feeling in a sporty mood. I'll put on a ponytail and I'll wear sweatpants and sweatshirt. Or, like, if I'm in, like, a fancy mood, I'll put it, like, in a bun and I'll add clips to it. Or am I feeling in, like, a bedazzled mood with, like, because I like this kind of music called K-pop, which is Korean pop, and they always have, like, the best hair. It's always up in, like, crazy ways.
Oh, I love K-pop.
You do?
Oh, yeah. BTS? Come on.
I love BTS!
So you're in the forefront of fashion.
Yeah.
You also change your hair depending on what you're doing or what your mood is.
Yeah.
But there's also things about your hair, I bet, that, like, you can't change, that you don't have control over.
Yeah. I sometimes wish my hair was, like, a different color. Like, I don't have any control over, like, if I want my hair straight or curly because I don't have a curling iron.
And how does it feel when you are confronted with something like that where you don't have control over the way your hair looks?
No, I just sometimes get upset. I'm like, I'm having a bad hair day. I just get, like, mad about my hair, and I usually just wear, like, a hoodie or something.
I mean, everybody has bad hair days, right?
Yeah.
It's not really something to feel bad about.
It's not. I love my hair.
Sylvia, this has been so fun.
Yeah, it really has. Thank you for calling me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Sylvia.
Such a cool story.
Another good story.
Every time.
Nimini, point the ship in that direction and step on it. At this speed, we should reach Planet Rachel shortly.
I'm sorry, did you just say Planet Rachel? Because nobody calls me that but me.
No, I'm talking about an actual planet. Yes, that's right, Rachel. You and I are not from Earth. You come from Planet Rachel, a planet full of Rachels. And I am your guardian pet lamb, assigned to protect you and guide you.
Whoa!
I brought you to Earth when you were just a baby so that you and I could learn as much about Earth as possible. You see, Rachels are an adaptable species meant to do and experience as many things as possible.
That must be why I've had so many jobs. It's in my DNA.
Yes, but Rachels don't have DNA because they don't have cells or blood. They're not human. They, you, are made of different stuff entirely.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. I always wonder why every time I get a paper cut, a bunch of purple goo comes pouring out of my finger.
Aha! We are approaching Planet Rachel now! Everyone, come on! I'd like you to meet all the other Rachels!
I have just got to say, you've said Rachel so many times, it doesn't sound like a real name anymore. Rachel. 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 See? Sounds like nonsense.
Whoa! Do you guys smell that? The air here smells like...
baked ziti!
My second favorite food!
It loses its charm pretty quick, to be honest.
Oi, you there! State your business!
Hey, who's that?
She looks exactly like Rachel.
That's because every Rachel here looks exactly like Rachel. Like I said, it's a Rachel planet. All Rachels, all the time. Rachel, Rachel, Rachel.
Oh!
Rachel. So weird.
Welcome back, Pet Lamb. Cheers. Oi, Rachel, look who's back. Hoo-wee! Earth Rachel and her Pet Lamb are back. This right here calls for a hootenanny. Yeehaw! Boots! Horses! Yeah!
Ooh la la, Rachel, c'est là!
Rachel, we're so glad you're back. Get in the car.
Oh, cool.
Rachel's back.
Oh, what's
wrong? Welcome to Planet Rachel.
Wow, look at all these other Rachels. I'm so overcome with emotion. You know, I've always felt like I had no sense of identity. I just floundered from place to place, job to job, carnival to carnival. And now all of the answers I was looking for have been here the whole time. I have so many things to ask all of you.
You'll have plenty of time, Rachel. We're home now. We live here now.
Wait a second. Live here? But Pet Lamb, the ship is our home. Earth is our home. We belong with the Story Pirates.
We've made good friends with the Story Pirates, yes. But I'm afraid that our time with them has come to a close. You belong here, amongst all the other Rachels. You have so much knowledge you need to share, so many experiences you need to express, so much to teach them. About carnivals.
We need you here, Rachel.
Yeehaw, that's right. It's time to come home. Home on the range.
Maybe I should.
Rachel, are you really considering staying? We're your friends. We need you on the ship.
You can't leave. You're a great storyteller. And you're not the best actor on the ship, but you try.
Yeah, and who else is going to construct a chair every time I need a new chair?
Peter, when was the last time you needed a new chair?
Good question. Let me sit down and think about it. Why don't you come back to me?
Rachel, I know we haven't known each other for long, but you've become a really good friend, and I can't imagine life on the ship without you.
These pirates make a compelling case, Rachel. But this planet is your true home. It's your destiny. You can't run away from who you are.
You're right. And that's what I've been doing my whole life. Running away from myself. Well, that and running away from this scary clown I stole 20 bucks from.
So, what do you say, Rachel? Are you ready to leave the Story Pirates behind and stay here forever?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
So, Rachel, have you made your decision yet? Are you ready to stay here on Planet Rachel forever?
I don't know.
Gasp.
On the one hand, I love my friends more than anything else in the entire universe, and I love being a story pirate. But on the other hand, I finally feel like I have an opportunity to answer so many questions I've had about myself for my whole life. Like, why does my head turn all the way around? And why are my knees backwards? And why do I cry when I watch commercials?
Life here is just grand, Rachel. Ask anyone. We have group scuba diving expeditions every Tuesday. Everyone comes. Well, except for Robot Rachel.
Because she's a robot?
Oh, no. Because she accidentally threw her scuba mask up into that tree. And we're all afraid of heights, so we can't get it down.
Oh, I can do that. I conquered my fear of heights a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Commence celebration.
But I never would have conquered that fear without the help of my friends. Ugh! I'm so torn.
Rachel, we'd like to say something, if we may.
Lee, please, don't make this harder than it is. I already don't know what to do.
Wait, just hear us out. Rachel, what we want to say is that we support you, no matter what.
You do?
We can't even begin to imagine what you're going through right now.
Yeah, it must be really hard to choose between staying with the friends you know and love and learning new things from new friends.
You're our friend, Rachel, forever and ever. And friends are always there for each other, even if it means not being with each other.
Rachel, it's time. You must make your decision.
Okay, I've made up my mind. I choose to stay on Planet Rachel. Gasp. But only for a little bit. I want to learn as much as I can and teach the other Rachels as much as I can, but I know I'm going to miss my friends and I want to see you all soon.
Well, Rachel, you know you're always welcome back on the ship. After all, once a pirate,
always a pirate.
Here, I made this for emergencies. It's a beacon.
Bacon.
No, Peter. Beacon.
Beacon.
Peter, anyway, if you ever need us to come back for you, just push this button and we'll get an alert on the ship.
Thanks, Nimini. But hey, before you all go, looks like you're one crew member short now. Should I request a new pirate from Story Pirate Headquarters?
Yeah!
Story Pirates Headquarters, come in, Story Pirates Headquarters.
This is Story Pirates Headquarters, located in beautiful Midtown Manhattan. What you need?
Yeah, hi, this is Rachel, officially calling in a 329 requesting new crew member for the Tidal Wave.
Sure, Rachel, I think we have someone.
Hey, Joey! Is BWM ready to go? All right.
Okay, stand back. We're beaming you a new pirate. Now.
Whoa, it's a baby?
With a mustache!
Oh, she's so cute!
Hey, who are you calling cute? Did someone order a new story pirate? Well, here I am. The name is Baby with a Mustache.
Nice to meet you, Baby with a Mustache.
Wait a second, I see what's happening. Everyone knows when a main cast member leaves, they're replaced by someone younger and cooler. But what's younger than a baby? And what's cooler than a mustache?
Pfft. What can I say? I'm the latest and greatest!
Oh, yeah.
You bet you do.
Thank you, Story Pirates. Just point your ship in that direction and you should be back around some known planets in two shakes of my tail. Because I'm a lamb.
Hey, Rachel, before we go, would you want to do one last story with us?
Lee, I would be honored.
Great! Listeners, this next story is about a very specific natural phenomenon. And there's no need to be embarrassed. This kind of thing happens to every mountain. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm 9 years old and I live in Virginia. This is my story, Mountain Fart.
Another beautiful morning as mayor of Mountain Town, Virginia. Time to make the rounds. Good morning, citizens.
Good morning, mayor.
Wow, our mayor is so engaged.
He makes me feel valued as a constituent.
Good morning, birds. Good morning, mountain. We named the town after the mountain. Isn't that right, mountain? Totally. Everyone feels valued in Mountain Town, Virginia, because I'm the mayor that cares. Time to go to my office. Good morning, office.
Good morning, mayor.
Good morning, what? Who are you? How did you get into my office?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Granite, an expert in geology and mountains.
Oh, of course. Dr. Emmett Granite, the eccentric geologist. What brings you to my humble mountain town?
It's the mountain, mayor.
Oh, no.
It's on the verge of something awful.
A cloud of ash so dense it blocks out the sun?
No.
An eruption of hot lava?
Worse.
The ski lift is closed?
No, not that bad.
Oh, phew, that's a relief.
No, your mountain is ready to fart.
Mountains can fart?
Oh my, yes. Oh no, those winds. That rumbling. We don't have much time.
Doctor, how much time do we have?
Mountain farts are difficult to predict. Some are loud and boisterous, others silent, but deadly.
Oh no, a mountain is about to blow!
Oh dear, here it comes! That didn't sound so bad.
No, I don't smell anything. See, Dr. Granite, nothing to worry. Whoa, there it is.
Oh, that smell! Oof! It's like broccoli put in a microwave made of sulfur.
Dr. Granite, look, your skin is turning green.
Your skin is turning green, too.
We have to warn the people!
panic in the streets today after the Mountain Town Mountain has farted. The National Guard has been mobilized. We now go live to Kathy on the scene. Kathy?
Thanks, Shannon. Mountain Town has been fumigated with a thick layer of gas. All roads out of town are clogged.
Kathy, is there any truth to the rumor that whomever smelt it, dealt it?
We have heard that rumor, Shannon, although some say that whoever denied it, supplied it. Another citizen told me, quote, whoever said the rhyme, committed the crime. Shannon?
Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Kathy. More on this story as it develops.
Attention! Mayor, we have 5,000 troops, each with a candle at the ready.
Thank you, General.
A match team is inbound, awaiting your order to strike.
The situation is dire, General. What hope do you think we have?
Only a fool's hope, Mayor.
What am I doing? When all hope is lost, the smart move is to shut down the government.
What? Why?
What's the point? Nothing can stop the mountain fart cloud. Tell your team to stand down and disperse those candles to the people. They'll need them. Surely no one will show up at the last possible moment to save us now.
Someone call the sewer company?
What? Who are you?
Hey, I'm Mike the Plumber with the sewer company. How you doing?
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I heard you got a gassy mountain, letting one rip. You know what I'm saying?
Why, yes.
You know, cutting the cheese.
I get it.
The sulfur samba. A worse-smelling burp. The devil's trumpet.
I haven't heard that one. That's fun.
On air biscuit?
Enough! What brings you here?
Turns out, I can help you.
You can? Hey, wait a minute. Your skin isn't green.
Hey, you work with the sewer company as long as I have. Your sense of smell can take a few hits.
Well, how do you propose we save everyone?
Hey, I'm Mike the Plumber. Just leave it to me. All right, first thing's gotta dig a hole.
In the middle of the street?
Then divert the flow of gas with some new copper pipe.
Why copper?
Why not? Then we'll just turn the valve and release the steam.
The stink. It's fading.
Welp, that should do it.
My hero! The town is saved!
Yay!
Well done, Mayor.
Dr. Granite, where did you come from?
I was using your toilet. In my professional opinion, you should not go in there.
The end!
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Hannah and Sylvia. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about two things that don't go together. You know, like a baby with a mustache, but not that. Think of a person, an animal, or a thing, and then give that person, animal, or thing a characteristic that is very surprising. And then write a story about it. Grown-ups, as always, you can submit stories at storypirates.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cavallon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Ted White. Special guest, Robin Lord Taylor. This episode features performances by Sasha Diamond, Maddie Fisher, Melissa Gordon, Tara Halpern, Al King, Mahala Lawrence, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Sam Reef Passeru, Joanna Simmons, Emily Verla, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Fun Crazy Weird Hair Store was written by Melissa Gordon and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. All right, I'm just going to call the Fun Crazy Weird Hair Store. Okay, I'm dialing. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, this is the Fun Crazy Weird Hair Store. What can I do for you today?
Hi. I'm looking to make an appointment at the Fun Crazy Weird Hair Store. Is this the right person to do that with?
Yes, my name is Fred, and I work here. I'm the manager. So, what day do you think you'll be coming in?
Could I come in next Tuesday?
That would be great. If you want, you can already pick your hairstyle. I'll just send you the link of all our hairstyles. Here we go. Sending link.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, great. Let me just pull it up. Okay, I'm looking at the link. Oh, these look great. Wait, there's even a hairstyle named after me.
Yep.
I think I'm going to get that one.
All right, you want the Lee hairstyle?
That's right, with the silver.
Yes, and the cat ears?
And the cat ears and the swoopy bangs.
Oh, right. I just need you to sign a couple contracts, because the post is a potion to get your ears to turn to cats, and here we go. We just signed right here.
Whoa, this is a long contract.
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything in here I need to know about before I sign?
No, it's just the potion I'll be giving you in a pizza.
Okay, I trust you and I love pizza. I'll just sign right here. All right, well, thanks for making the appointment. I'll see you on Tuesday.
You're welcome. See you on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that phone call was the best customer service I've ever had.